Nedarim Perek Yud Mishnah Ches, L'zecher Nishmas Yerdavar Rabba Shlomo, continuing with the subject of Haforas Nedarim, of revoking a neder, where a man revokes a neder for a woman, either his wife or his daughter. Haforas Nedarim, when it comes to revoking a neder that one's wife or daughter made, Kol Hayom, you can do that the entire day. The Torah set a deadline, which is a nightfall of the day when he found out about the neder. Because the Torah says, B'yom Sham O, on the day that he hears it, and if the day passes and night sets in, then he can't revoke the neder anymore. Because by missing the deadline, it's like he confirmed the neder. His silence confirms the neder. Yesh b'davar l'hakol l'hachmir. Now this fact can sometimes be makil, it can sometimes be a leniency, and sometimes it can be a chumrah, it can be a stringency, depending upon the situation. Ketzad, how are we talking about? Nadra b'leil Shabbos. She made a neder on the night of Shabbos. Jewish law, the day begins with the previous night. So the night of Shabbos means the night following Friday before Saturday. So Friday night she made a neder. She made a prohibition on herself saying that, for example, it might affect her enjoyment of the day. So if she put a neder on clothing or food or things that she needs for Shabbos, can be revoked. On the other hand, even if she made a neder to say, I'm not going to use a car, which she couldn't use on Shabbos, you can revoke that as well. Yofer b'leile Shabbos, you can revoke it on Friday night for the rest of the night. Uvi yom ha-Shabbos, and the full day of Shabbos, ad shetech shach, before nightfall on Motzei Shabbos. So he has a full 24 hours. This is a long period, the longest time period he would have to be able to be made for neder. Nadra im chashecha, but if she made a neder just before dark, for example, Shabbos afternoon, bein hashmashos, right before Matzei Shabbos, mefer ad shelo techshach. He has to revoke it before nightfall. If he hears about it right then, he has to make sure that before Havdalah time, he has revoked the neder, otherwise he's got trouble. She'im chashecha v'lo hefer, because if it got dark and he hadn't revoked it yet, eino yachal lahafer. Now he cannot revoke it anymore. Even though some people keep late Shabbos that goes past darkness, and you could keep all the rules of Shabbos a little bit longer into the night, nevertheless, his right to do hefer, haforas nedarim, to revoke the neder, that ends with the end of official Shabbos, with darkness when it arrives. Now, Perek Yud Aleph, the final Perek in Nedarim, deals with the types of nedarim that the father or the husband can revoke. These come into two categories. The first one is something that the Torah calls la'anos nafesh. If it's something that involves self-denial, the woman made a neder that denies herself something, and the husband has authority over this. The other phrase in that pasuk talks about bein ish le'ishto. If it's a neder that is between a husband and his wife, so it affects the relationship between them. So the second type of neder that he can revoke is something that anguishes the husband somehow, and so he can revoke that neder as well. A father's right goes to either self-denial or the relationship between the father and the daughter if they distress him. According to the Rambam, though, he can revoke any neder he wants to of his daughter. But with a husband and wife, it's definitely limited to either la'anos nafesh, self-denial, or something that affects their relationship. And a distinction that's made in the poskim also involves, if she made a neder that affects not only their relationship, but her dealings with other people, he can only impact the part that deals with their personal relationship. So if she says, I am never going to cohabit with anybody else ever again, then he can be mefer neder on the part that is going to affect his relationship with her. But should anything happen later, the rest of her neder still stands towards all other men in the world if she made such a neder, because he can only be mefer the part that involved him. Says Mishnah Aleph, the elu nedarim shehu mefer. The following nedarim are the kinds that he can revoke. This could include a neder, it can include shavuos also, because generally speaking in the Gemara, nedarim also means oaths, and shavuos, that can also be involved. And the ones that he can revoke, this is the husband or father of the woman, and what he is allowed to do. Dvarim she'esh bem inui nefesh. Those that involve denying oneself something, as we said before from the pasuk, where it says that self-denial is the kind of neder that he can revoke. Im erchot. So, for example, if she says, neder that I'm not going to bathe, the pleasure of bathing will be prohibited to me forever, the Gemara explains. If I bathe today, if I take a shower today, I can never shower again. She could simply avoid bathing that day, and that wouldn't trigger the rest of the neder, but the husband can annul it anyway, because if you're saying, I'm not even going to take a shower today, that's considered inui nefesh. V'im lo erchatz, or if I do not bathe, So she says something along the lines of, I swear I'm not going to bathe. So she makes a shavua. Again, the husband can get rid of that. Im eskashe, a neder about adorning herself. Again, the Gemara's example is she says, may I never be able to wear jewelry again if I do wear jewelry today. Once again, sometimes what this usually means actually is makeup to the eyes or the face, but it could also involve jewelry, as I mentioned before. So again, in this situation, even though she could simply just fulfill the neder and she would have no trouble, he can revoke the neder from the beginning so it doesn't ever get triggered. Vim lo eskashe, or she makes an oath, I am never going to adorn myself, I'm never going to put on jewelry or do makeup. Rabbi Yossi ein elu nidre inui nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says that these are not necessarily nedarim of self-denial. That if she said that she's not going to bathe today, if she said that she's not going to wear makeup today, that's not an oath of self-denial. On the other hand, if she did make some kind of neder that she would not bathe or adorn herself indefinitely, that would be considered inui nefesh, and so the husband or father could revoke that one. There is an argument in the Gemara also that maybe Rabbi Yossi would allow the fact that the husband could negate this because she would be making herself ugly or repulsive to him. And as such, maybe even for one day, if she doesn't shower, he'll think that she's gross. And as a result, maybe he could be mevatel the neder in that sense. And the Gemara actually concludes that if that is the issue, then he can do hafaras hadarim on such a thing.